The violent mob that attacked the Capitol on January 6th, fueled by the president, came dangerously close to harming lawmakers. A noose was erected for Vice President Mike Pence and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Capitol was looted, and five people, including a police officer, have now died. This bloody insurrection against our democracy was meant to prevent certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victory and to overturn legally cast votes by more than 80 million people. But many, despite the mayhem and assault on democracy, believe a second impeachment of Donald Trump would only cause more division. Can't we just move on to healing, they say? But the insurrection not only exposed major security flaws, it exposed two Americas. Opponents of Donald Trump are weary of his corruption and flagrant disregard of the Constitution. Trump's outraged supporters believe the election was fraudulent. Their threat of violence has necessitated armed guards to protect our Capitol and state buildings around the country. But the United States has always had divisions. It was Shays' rebellion of disgruntled farmers in 1787 that led to our famous meeting in Philadelphia, resulting in the U.S. Constitution. America was divided between slaveholders and abolitionists until a civil war, our greatest point of division, brought a promise of equality under the 14th Amendment. Then America remained racially divided by law until the Civil Rights Movement. We can go forward to Inauguration Day knowing our democracy has and will endure deep divisions. We are all in this together. Two Americas bound together under one Constitution. This is Your Democracy with Gloria J. Brown Marshall.
Major funding for Your Democracy is provided by a generous leadership gift from Fred and Barbara Sutherland. The Sutherlands gladly support WHYY and its commitment to the production of services that improve our quality of life.